breakfast.
Smile breakfast.
6 tot 9. With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.
We kick off the I Smile Report year with highlights from America's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. This being the first year that it was back in full swing again after the COVID lockdowns. I'm sure that they actually choose their dates to make sure that they get blanket media coverage right out of the new year starting blocks, which they almost always do anyway because of the exciting and often crazy innovations that are on display there. Now, no different this year, so expect a lot of reviews over the next few iSmile reports or so. This will include devices and appliances like a robotic planter for farms, a shower head that releases aromatherapy scents, a color-changing fridge, a sneaker deodorizer cleaner, and an oven with a built-in camera, you know, so you can live stream your baking and grilling adventures.
Oh, TikTok, here we come.
I'll also tell you about Samsung and LG's entry into the car market, devices that focus on people with disabilities, and an autonomous pram. That's right. You heard me correct. A self-driving, self-thinking, self-governing baby stroller.
That sounds like a really terrible idea.
Well, you know, CES is kind of the world's crystal ball when it comes to tech. So you can expect to see this pram on the promenade at some point, I'm sure. But let's kick off with an improvement on something that's become a bit of a fad amongst pet owners lately, the talk buttons. Now, these are buttons that are pre-programmed with sounds or instructions, and you can teach your dog or your cat to press what they want. It obviously takes some patience until they make the associations, but once they do, this looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now, CES saw a new version called Connect from the company Pet Connect, and it takes this concept to a brand new level. Leo Troshi is the CEO, founder of Clever Pet, the company that makes these buttons.
So we make a system that helps people communicate with the animals in their lives. So if you've got a dog or a cat, you can teach them to press buttons and maybe ask you to go outside or for some food or some water.
And now the buttons send the words to your phone in text format.
As the day begins, Sadie rises and goes to her Fluent Pet Connect.
Outside.
Letting Mum know that it's time to do her morning business. As Mum gets ready to leave for work, Sadie realizes Mum's forgotten something. Something rather important. As afternoon looms, Sadie gets excited for Mum to come home and lets her know exactly how she feels. Give them the words and never miss a message with Fluent Pet Connect.
How cool is that, hey?
That is really sweet.
I think you can expect a lot of I love you texts from your dog all day, every day. Maybe not so much from your cat. I'm just wondering what pet would text you most often. I mean, what pet would you need that would repeatedly send you texts right throughout the day while you're having a show?
I imagine the dog would want to go walk often and let you know.
Most definitely. You'd walk out the dog and then you would get like 15 I love you texts from your dog.
I miss you.
For what this thing does and the fact that it's connected, the price not too bad actually. Maybe for the Christmas stocking this year, you can start with a basic button for around 500 Rand. There are versions of it that are available locally. The whole set of 12 buttons with the floor, I suppose, that it goes with, around 4,000 Rand.
It's a 500 Rand a button.
Well, it's a button that comes with the board that it's attached to, and remember, it's connected.
500 Rand a button.
So your dog can say water, or outside, or bone, or treat.
Like, I get the technology, but it's literally just a button that makes a sound.
Give it some time. I'm sure the price will come down. And it's fun. It's a cool, cool social media thing to have, I reckon.
Yeah, it is. And I assume there are only positive buttons, right?
So you can add. That's a nice thing. You can put whatever you like. You can program the button to say whatever you
danger.
Like.
Danger. Danger.
You know, bad man, intruder. You can.
But then they do that when they see a squirrel. They're like, danger, outside, danger, outside.
Somebody did actually add a button where the dog swears at you.
No way.
The dog presses that button often. I don't know if it knows what it's doing, but it does swear frequently.
Smile. 90.4 FM.